Chapter 2 The Handsome Prince 100 years passed. There was a new king of the land. He had a son who always went hunting. One day, the prince saw the castle towers in the forest. The prince went into the thick forest. As he came near the castle, the vines and trees magically separated. He could pass through the forest. Everything was silent in the courtyard. People were sleeping everywhere. Finally, the prince came to a golden room. There, on a high bed, was the most beautiful lady he had ever seen. The prince touched her hand, and the lovely princess woke. She looked at the prince as if she had always known him. "Is that you, my prince?" she whispered. "I've waited a long time for you." The prince's heart jumped for joy.
"I have fallen in love with you," answered the prince.
He asked the princess to marry him, and she agreed. After 2 years, the prince and princess had 2 children. The eldest was a girl named Dawn. The second was a boy, and they called him Day. After Day's birth, the old king passed away. The prince then became king. The new king had to go fight in a war.
"Please rule in my place," he asked his mother.
She was originally an ogress. She had a bad temper. After he left, his mother ordered the king's wife and children to live in a country house. The king's mother called the cook and said,
"I want to eat little Dawn for dinner tomorrow."
The poor man knew that he could not argue with an ogress. So he got his knife and went to Dawn's room. However, the man could not hurt the smiling child. Instead, he chose a young lamb from the barn. He prepared it for dinner the next day. The ogress queen greedily ate up all the lamb.
"She's even tastier than I'd imagined," she said.
The next Sunday, the king's mother said to the cook,
"I want to eat little Day for lunch."
The cook hid Day in a barn with Dawn. Then he prepared a tender young goat for lunch.
"He is delicious. You prepared a fine meal," said the ogress. "Now I shall eat the queen."
So the cook hid the queen in the barn with the children and then cooked a young deer. The ogress ate all of it. She was very pleased. She planned on lying to her son. She would tell him that wolves had eaten his family. One day, the ogress went walking. She walked past the barn and heard children laughing. She heard a mother's voice hushing them. It was the young queen with her children. The ogress was angry because she had been tricked.
"Get the biggest pot in the kingdom. Put it in the courtyard. Fill it with snakes, toads, and some spiders," she said. "I'll throw the queen, the children, and the cook in it to die, and I'll love watching."
The next day, the ogress's servants prepared everything. They were ready to throw the young queen into the pot. Suddenly, the king rode through the gate.
"What on earth is going on here?"
he demanded. No one dared to speak. The ogress was furious.
She knew that she couldn't always have her own way, so she jumped into the pot. The snakes and spiders instantly ate her. The king was upset for a while. However, his sadness gradually disappeared. He was happy to be with his beautiful wife and his two pretty children.